Some former U.S. Surgeon Generals have used the position to take controversial stands on public health issues. C. Everett Koop and Joycelyn Elders became household names as the nation's chief doctor. During 15 months on the job, Richard Carmona has kept a lower profile, and yet he's been described as a doctor with an action hero resume. He was a Green Beret in Vietnam and a member of a SWAT team in Tucson, Arizona. Carmona says in his current assignment he's taking aim at obesity.
We have the science. It's just a matter of cultural change that people embrace the concepts of healthy living. And when we see this emerging epidemic with 9 million children and growing every day, when we see 2 out of 3 adults that are overweight or obese, when we see that 300,000 people die every year from obesity-related diseases, we must do something about that. I've come to refer to it as the terror within because it's every bit as devastating as terrorism.
Well, what can the Surgeon General do? What is your role in?
Well, my role is severalfold. At the federal level, I think it's important that we work with our partners nationally to bring light to this epidemic. So we have to raise the awareness, make people understand what it is, what they can do about it. And the good thing is most of these problems are reversible by some simple steps. A little bit of physical activity every day, eating a healthy diet, reducing risk in your life. We can eliminate most of what is preventable in society and thereby decrease the disease burden and the economic burden.
There was a bitter division in Congress over the Medicare bill. What do you say to critics who say it does more harm than good?
When I look at it, I see that there is improvement because most senior citizens will get more benefits. They'll have a wider array of choices for their health care. They will have better benefits as far as drug benefits, which was something that was a driver for this process. And there'll also be prevention and a physical examination included that were never included. It allows us to start to bring new technology, new medication, new science into Medicare, which we didn't have the ability to do before. So it's not perfect, but I think it's a very significant improvement over what we had.
Some of your predecessors were very strong against tobacco. Should tobacco be regulated as a drug?
That's a tough one. I think that we have to look at this very carefully. Again, from a public health standpoint, the regulatory issue is not mine. My job is to make sure that the American public understands that tobacco is bad. There are no tobacco products that are good for you. And in my recent congressional testimony is how I stated that people should not smoke, people should not chew. We still have 4,000 children a day that start smoking, and we have to stop them from starting because once they begin, it is very difficult for them to withdraw from tobacco.
You have a strong background in the area of bioterrorism.
In preparedness in general, yes.
Is the U.S. healthcare system ready to face the challenge of bioterrorism?
I think we're better prepared today than we were after our first assault back in October a couple of years ago. But there's still a lot of work to be done as far as developing the seamless, transparent systems that we need that have surge capacity, that have early detection capability for all of these agents that could be used against us. But we are far, far along from where we departed.
I can think of at least a couple of your predecessors who have become lightning rods for controversy. You've been very cautious in your answers here. Are you trying to avoid that attention?
Well, it's not so much avoid attention. My job is to serve the American public the best I can as their physician. If there is an issue that I need to step up and draw attention and be the lightning rod, I have no problem in doing that. But right now, I've been pretty fortunate on the issues that are before us, prevention, preparedness, health disparities, health literacy. These are very important factors that we need to move forward for the improvement of the health and safety of the American public.
Read a story about you in which you were caught almost taking a French fry from your son and thought better of it. Can you only go out to the granola bar now?
No, in fact, it's just my transformation from being just a regular citizen, doc officer in Tucson, Arizona, to one of being a public figure and recognizing what that means, sitting at a fast food restaurant and picking up a French fry, and everybody's watching you, dropping the French fry and telling my son, Dad's got a new job. We'll have to do this French fry thing covertly from now on.
U.S. Surgeon General Richard Carmona.